Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hello, friends. It's Lee Nosahe with Vision Serve Alliance. I hope all is well with you and your loved ones, and I'm here to tell you that we have open registration for the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference November 1st through the 5th. Entitled Still Stronger Together, we will be conducting virtually on a single platform for participation. Registrants can network, learn, collaborate, and connect together without leaving the conference site. We have a host of exciting speakers talking on pertinent and timely subjects that will help you lead your organizations into the new reality. Come to strengthen the shared mission of expanding opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight while earning CEU credits. Check out the speaker lineup and register at vsaelc.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right. Welcome to the fabulous Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And do we have a show for you today? Yes, we do. Hope everything is fine by you, those who are listening to the radio show. Glad you're joining us today. Let me introduce you to the players before we begin. To my left, my beautiful wife and nurse, executive producer, cook. I'm trying to...
Jill of all trades.
That's right.
Lawyer.
That's right. My beautiful...
Doctor.
Co-host, Lynn Golder.
Well, thank you, Michael, for that fabulous introduction. And welcome, everybody, to the November 15th. We're moving along halfway through the month of November.
And
November 15th,
for those folks who don't know, tuning in for the first time, this is a radio show. So if you're in your car listening, I understand. But if you're home, well, this is not a podcast. This is a radio show. That is right. And our other co-host, he's in his home about 50 miles away. His name is David Hillebrand. David, you there, co-host?
Hey, it's me. I am here by George. Good evening, one and all. I've missed everybody.
We miss you.
We miss you, too.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, and I hope Brenda's coming along with her back. Hope you're not slapping her back anymore.
She's doing so much better, and I really appreciate all the prayers and good wishes from all the listeners, because it has obviously worked. She is walking the last few days without the use of a walker, and the doctor says everything's looking good, so... she is slowly getting back to normal and feeling much better. So thank you to everybody for pulling for her.
And in Orlando, in our Spectrum Studios. That's right. It's powered by Spectrum. Chris, are you there?
Live from Orlando, Florida. Yes, sir. Right there. Right on time.
Got my special effect for you, buddy.
Top of the great evening, everyone. It's an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to be here with you on this great day.
How you been?
So fresh and so clean, and don't wipe me down. You already know.
Yeah, no. My arms aren't that long. I couldn't wipe you down from here, but I hope you're doing okay. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You folks out there want to call in? Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number. You want to call in? Hope you can do it.
They can do it.
Hey, folks.
You can
do
it.
I got to tell you something. This show is brought to you by AARP, Spectrum Communications, and Vision Serve Alliance.
You know what? It's also brought to you by Mitzi Kits, Xavier Society for the Blind, and Leader Dogs for the Blind.
And it's also brought to you by Lighthouse Central Florida, Foundation Fighting Blindness, Sunday Scaries, and CBS Spoken RX. So thank you to all our wonderful sponsors.
And we definitely
thank you.
We definitely can't forget about you, it's also brought to you
and them too
by the Blind and Beyond radio show.
That's right.
Hey, folks.
WOKB Radio. Don't forget them.
Well, all the other radio stations are out there, too. Listen, folks, before we begin, I got to ask a question. I'm taking a fast survey. You people, just call in and let me know. Here's the question on the survey. They're working on a vaccine for the virus. Are you planning on getting it first out of the box? So that's my question. If the vaccine is available and you can get it, are you going to go along with the first one? That's my question. 407-894-1680. I'd appreciate a phone call. Just call back and just say, this is whoever you are, from what part of the country, and yes or no. That's all. Yes, you're going to do it first go around, or second, you're not going to do it.
How about you?
I'm doing it. Well, it depends. Take that back.
You'll be one of the first.
Is that how you pronounce his name?
Nope.
Fauci. If Fauci said Anthony Fauci, if he says that he's going to give it to his family and he's going to recommend his family, he's going to do it, that's number one. And number two, you have to understand something. I've known the vaccine company. I'm only going to get it from Pfizer because I think Pfizer is tremendous. And I've known of them for years, and there's no problem with them using all their drugs. So if Pfizer, I will, let's just say, and if Fauci said that, yes, I'm going to do it. This way, if I get it, I can start to travel. I want to go see my great granddaughter in Philadelphia. I've never seen her. And my plan is in April of next year, I want to go see her. Her birthday is a year old, and I haven't seen my great grand, my great granddaughter. Not my granddaughter,
that be nice?
My great granddaughter.
Let's hope.
How about you, David?
I think I will, actually, at this point. If it had showed up all of a sudden, rushed into place like in October, I think I probably would not have taken it. But most likely it is going to be coming out, depending. There's still some trials and stuff. But let's say it comes out and starts coming out in February, March. By the time it gets to me, maybe May, I would take it. It's well worth it, and try to slowly get back to normal. What about you, Miss Lynn?
Her answer is what she's asking.
Well,
you a question.
Sure.
She's not sure. She already told me she's not sure.
I think I kind of I'm leaning towards what David said.
I mean, you got time.
Yeah.
It kind of depends on things, but I'm feeling better about it for sure.
Hey, let's
call in. I'd love to hear from somebody. 407-894-1680. What about you, Chris?
Let's go to the phone lines first, because there's this young man that I want you to hear, and I'm just going to let him go ahead and start talking, because once he starts talking, you already know who he is. This young man had to get in here and say what he had to say. Caller, you are on the air. Go ahead and say what you got to say, caller. Just say hi first off, and they already know.
Hello.
Oh.
See what I tell you.
I recognize the voice. Welcome aboard, Charles.
Hi, Charles.
Well, hello. Hello, Michael. Hello, David. And
what's
good
cooking, bud?
Evening, Miss Lynn.
Hi, Charles.
We can't mistake that beautiful voice. That's Charles Brook calling from Ocala, Florida. How's your wife?
She's doing good, hanging in there. And by the way, Michael, the name is Brooks.
Charles, are you calling about the question, Charles? Charles Brooks?
I am calling about your question.
So
no.
What are you saying, yes or no?
No.
You say no? You're not going to take it?
No.
First go around.
I will not be the first one in line. I will be towards the back of the line.
Well,
that's
they
all
say
right.
That when you take it, you'll have symptoms. That's the part I don't like.
You could.
Well.
It's working, but who wants to get sick?
Right.
Nobody wants to get sick, but I think that in light of everything that has happened this year and the way it has happened, that the way they have rushed, I mean, really rushed this thing through, there is no way that you can tell how it's going to affect anyone in this short a period of time.
That's true. Time's
that's
the only
very true, Charles.
Only answer. No, I'm going to be with you in the back of the line. That's not too far back.
David, I'll be behind you.
Yeah, we'll have our masks on and stand there in line.
Well, I have two
we'll
hips. I told
fighting.
You, I have two hips.
We'll be fighting over the last
gonna
spot.
Well,
yeah, right.
If Pfizer's going to give it to me, I'll do it. And also, the second thing, if Fauci says yes, he would give it to his family.
And as it is, you're going to have two shots, it sounds like. So.
Right. A couple weeks apart.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Here's the other thing.
Thanks for calling in, Charles.
I believe we have to go to break. And
Charles, take care.
Good
buddy.
Night. Thank you.
For calling,
bye.
Charles.
Thanks for calling in, Charles.
Look forward to you having
stay well. God bless. Stay well.
Bye-bye. Chris, we're going to break?
We're going to break.
We're going to break something. Here we go.
A new
offering from CVS Pharmacy is making it easier for patients with visual impairments to manage their prescriptions. Spoken Rx is a new feature in the CVS Pharmacy app that allows patients to use their smartphone to scan a sticker on the bottom of their prescription bottle and hear important medication information read out loud in English or Spanish. Currently, the patient's name, medication strength, and dosage instructions are communicated, with more information coming in future enhancements. 1,500 CVS Pharmacy locations will be equipped to use these stickers by the end of the year, and they'll be available in all CVS Pharmacy locations nationwide by the end of 2021. To learn more about Spoken Rx or check availability near you, visit cvs.com/SpokenRx.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scary's CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scary's today with a 100% money-back guarantee at sundayscaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Spectrum knows. Watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We are back. Yes, we are. We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And we're live from Orlando, Florida. Hey, Chris, you there in the studios?
I'm all ears.
I didn't hear the new jingle.
Oh, thank you. Let me go double check on that now to make sure it went in.
We're going to jingle and jangle it a little bit. Just for fun.
We have a new jingle. Yes, we do. Thanks to the fabulous. I shouldn't say who did it.
Me.
Let them guess who did it.
That's right. If you like it, it's me. If you think it's terrible, then it's somebody else that did it.
David did a jingle for Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's pretty good. Very good.
It's really catchy. Even though I like the first one better, but that's okay. I like this one. Was good, too.
Wait.
My heart and soul poured into that song. Just kidding. But
it's a good jingle.
I liked it. It was fun to do.
Could you find it?
I appreciate the opportunity.
Foundation, Chris, could you find
fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Wow. Who is that guy?
Yeah, that's cute. That was our first jingle we ever did for the show.
And David wrote it.
And David wrote it and sang it.
Right.
So anybody wants to call in and say they like it or you don't like it, now's the time, because we'll be playing it a lot.
Actually, just call and say if you like it.
Maybe they don't like it.
You know what your mom said, if you can't say anything nice.
Don't say nothing at all. No. Yeah, I done heard them words all my life. Listen.
That's right.
Let's go take a trip up to North Carolina. Greensboro, North Carolina.
894-680. You got a call on the line?
All the way from Greensboro, North Carolina.
All the way to Greensboro. Who's Greensboro, North Carolina?
Let me guess.
You already know.
You never know.
George? Fred?
Harry.
No, can't be. It's... Wait.
Who is it?
The one and only. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kev.
Well, you can call me anything except late for dinner.
Oh, I recognize the voice.
I recognize that.
It's Myrtle. It's Myrtle.
Okay.
The world famous Kevin.
Kevin.
I have
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
I have an excellent answer for your question about vaccine.
Yes. What do you think?
What do you think, Kevin?
I don't care if it's 10th generation. I don't take vaccines.
No?
Nope. None at all.
He does not. He doesn't believe in taking the vaccines.
Okay, well, that's a good answer.
I'm sure you got your reasons.
Well, any vaccines.
Gotcha. You don't want to be vaccinated, poked, prodded.
You must have got, when you were a kid, you must have got vaccines for polio and measles.
Well, I'm not. I don't know about polio, but I think I was only one in the family got smallpox. I think they stopped it.
I don't think my sister
got it. So,
you ever have the chicken pox?
What's that?
Did you ever have the chicken pox, Kevin?
Yeah, I had chicken pox, measles, mumps.
I had chicken pox as an adult in my 20s.
And you know what that was? You know what that means? If you had chicken pox, you got a good chance to get shingles.
I thought you meant I could go blind.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. I beat it to the punch, see?
No, I don't believe in vaccines there.
Well, you have every right to not believe in it. There's nothing wrong with that. But I appreciate your opinion. That's good to know. It's good to have somebody.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, we'll catch you later.
You are the man.
Thank you, Kevin. Glad you're out there.
So we got to know that.
Good to hear you, bud.
Actually, we got two no's, Charles Brooks and Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, Charles is going to, he's not going to get it right away, but he's going to get it.
Well, we're talking about the beginning. So Ocala came in and said no, and North Carolina came in. So we got two no's so far.
I'm still putting Charles as a half.
No, it's either yes 0.5. Or no. It's only yes or no. No maybes.
Oh, darn.
A maybe's a no.
That's what us Libras are like that. We're all 0.5, you know, right? In the middle somewhere.
Okay, it's time. It's time. We're going to do it right now.
We're going to go back.
I was waiting for our guest.
Yeah.
We're going to go, right now, we're going to do a trivia. Trivia time. Trivia time. David, this is your trivia. 407-894-1680. This is your trivia.
Yeah, you said
trivia
it.
Trivia time.
All right. I like this song. Brenda and I were talking about this song the other night, and so I'd like to know who recorded this song. A great tune.
Who's singing this song? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, who's singing this song? Tell me.
Prince.
How can He's playing it.
Be sure where I stand with you. But don't take me down. Whenever I'm away.
Okay, that's probably good enough. A little
taste
of it.
I'd love to sing that song. That's David's song.
Yeah, who's singing that song?
407-894-1680. Let's see who knows it. 407-894-1680.
One of our music connoisseurs will certainly know that tune. I've got a feeling. One of our friends in Houston or New York or who knows. Actually, we haven't heard from our friend up in Pensacola here for a while. He was a regular trivia music man, so maybe he'll come in. So we'll see.
Well, but, Philly.
Yeah, Philly, that's true. Or our dynamic duo from was it Jupiter and British Columbia might come in
Canada but, and South Florida.
Anyway,
okay.
Friends.
So, anybody know the name of the song or who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. We're looking for who's singing the song. 407-894-1680.
John Elton
who
and the Temptations.
Is the song?
What's that?
John Elton and the Temptations.
That's right.
You're close, but...
Marvin.
But no cigar.
Marvin.
No cigar.
No, I'm sorry. I'm disappointed. I thought someone would have been... they would have been banging the doors down to call in. Maybe they're checking their Siri or their Google right now. Operators are standing by. Please call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. For the Blind and Beyond radio show, who did that song?
It's a good song, David.
Good song.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in a minute we'll have to tell the answer.
Yeah, I guess so. But
really? What about all the baby boomers?
Oh, they don't know. They're not calling him.
Younger than a baby boomer, but
yeah, I'm not sure. That would have been like in 67 ish, I do believe.
That was right at the start of the baby boomer era.
Yeah, I was still very much a youngster.
I mean, close to the end of the baby boomer era, I mean.
True.
Well,
am I there, Chris?
This could be the first time that no one had an answer. And I know a buddy of mine for sure that would have known it, but he told me it was raining, so...
If you want to, David, you can tell the answer.
Tell the answer.
Hold on.
Okay.
Ding, 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 ding. Is it possible there could be a response? I'm feeling good about it. I think Chris has got something. Somebody's pulling his chain. Let's see.
Okay. All right. So let's go back over to Ocala. Ocala.
All right.
Let's go to Ocala.
Ocala? Ocala, Florida?
Ocala, Florida. And let's see. This young man, I don't know. This might be fair. It might not be fair because of his ties with our armed forces. And I think it was a popular song back then during that time frame, too. But let's
probably.
See. Let's see. Sir Charles, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay, so I don't know.
Oh, I recognize that voice.
Charles, don't let me down. I've got faith in you, bud.
What do you mean, don't let you down? I got this.
I know.
It's the Rascals, and the name of it is How Can I Be Sure?
You are awesome, dude. Right.
Yes. He got it. Did he do it? He did it. He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Charles.
You bailed me out.
You bailed out, David.
I was worried because it would have been the first time that no one had guessed one of my. And I want to give away a prize. I'm happy to give away. So enjoy, brother. Thank you.
I will. Thank you very much.
We want to know, did Dawn help you?
Charles, did Dawn help you?
No.
He didn't need no help. He needed no help.
I didn't need any help.
What are you talking about?
That was easy.
Didn't need help. Yeah.
That was easy.
Well, I'm happy.
Glad you won.
Thank you.
Man. They also did great songs like Good Love and other tunes like that.
Hey, folks, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to have something very special on November the 29th.
Really?
We'll talk about it from now to then. Yeah, we're going to have, on the second hour, it's going to be all trivia, but it's not going to be the way you think. Sonny Duop is preparing something right now, and he's going to be asking questions of me. He's going to play songs for 20 seconds. In those 20 seconds, I have to tell him the name of the song. Also helping me is going to be my buddy. He's been part of the show. My buddy Sid Payne from Philadelphia. He's the one I told you about. I went to school with him in high school. And he's the one that got me involved with American Bandstand. And he's the one who became a big honcho with my family and Mainline Records Distributing Company. And we're also bringing on Vinny. And Vinny is, Sid is sighted. But Vinny, his friend, is from Kissimmee, Florida. He is blind, totally blind. So he's going to be on the radio show, too. Now, our audience, listen to this. We'll be playing these songs 20 seconds. In those 20 seconds, someone, Sid, Vinny, or myself, have to get the name of the song. You, the audience, have 20 seconds only to call up fast and say who's singing the song. If you get it, you get a special prize. I'm working out then the special prizes that day. And I don't believe it's going to be Subway. It's going to be nice, something different. But again, you only have 20 seconds, because after 20 seconds, we will then give the answer.
My money's on you.
Okay, who's singing it? So the audience gets to participate if you know the songs, but not waiting no minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes. It's got to be fast.
Yeah, I think
the lightning round.
Yeah. Steve, I think I have the night off that night.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you don't, because you're involved. The first hour.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to break.
We're going to break,
and then our special guest is on the other side of the break. We'll be on the other side of the break. Yep.
Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Where would they go? They shouldn't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial, for goodness sake.
I don't have the castanets.
No.
Yeah, they are. Don't go away. I'll be right back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Calling all leaders in the blindness field. Join Vision Serve Alliance, a network of organizations and leaders working to expand opportunities for people with blindness and impaired sight. VSA is more than just a membership organization. It's a powerful network of influencers, thinkers, and leaders. Members receive tools like workshops, webinars, and conferences to stay ahead of the curve and strengthen your ability to carry out your agency's core mission. Join as a nonprofit, for-profit, school for the blind, or individual advocate. Now until November 1st, join as an individual associate to receive a free registration to the Virtual Executive Leadership Conference. Looking to advertise your business line? Become a sponsor of the VSA ELC to share your products with decision makers in the field. Visit VSAELC.com for more details.
Hi, this is Sherry Brunn, and I am very proud to speak on behalf of Leader Dogs for the Blind. I've had 3 leader dogs, and they have changed my life. If you always wanted to achieve independence and travel safely with confidence, then you really must consider Leader Dogs for the Blind. Leader Dogs for the Blind free week-long orientation and mobility training includes one-on-one instruction that's tailored to your individual needs and goals. Leader Dog accepts clients from all states and with all ability levels, regardless of age, vocational goals, and whether you plan to train with a guide dog in the future. Everything is free, including accommodations and travel to and from Leader Dog's campus in Michigan. Don't regret missing out on this free, life-changing opportunity. Apply today at leaderdog.org/programs.
Sunday Scaries is proud to partner with the Blind and Beyond radio show. As one of the nation's most trusted CBD brands, Sunday Scaries has always been solely focused on tackling the growing problem of daily anxiety. Sunday Scaries' proprietary vitamin-enriched CBD products were made just to help you relax and chill out. They're legal in all 50 states, and there's no THC, so you won't get high. Did you know that almost 70% of CBD in the U.S. is imported from China? That's terrifying. All of Sunday Scaries' CBD is sourced from USDA-certified farms outside of Denver, so you can trust the quality. Try Sunday Scaries today with a 100% money-back guarantee at SundayScaries.com and save 20% off your first purchase with code BB20.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's XAVIER SocietyForTheBlind.org.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do it, 407-894-6080. Our guest has arrived. Lynn, you are
up. All the way from Colorado.
All the way from Colorado.
Yeah, we'd like to welcome back our friend and wonderful sponsor, Peter Cucciave, who is the manager at Spectrum Communications Accessibility. And tonight's a big night because Peter has some big news. Welcome back, Peter.
Hi, Lynn. Hey, good to be back. Hi, Dave.
Great to have you back, man.
Great. Yeah, it's good to be
okay.
on.
Okay. Take it away, Peter.
Take it away, Peter.
So, welcome back to the show, everybody. I am so excited to be talking to you today about something new that we're going to try. So One of the things that I have been a big proponent of is storytelling. I think that storytelling is a long-lost art of passing down information that's so valuable and stays hidden and secretive unnecessarily. So today, I want to unlock that that storytelling potential that all of you have. So around our Spectrum Access app, you all have been hearing me talk about it for the last several months now. Spectrum Access, that's an app that you can download currently on your iPhone. We're hoping in the next month we'll have the Android version popping up as well. But that's an app that allows you to listen to audio description anywhere you are, with any platform that you're using. So whether you're using it with Spectrum's on-demand service or, you know, that library content, or whether or not you're, you know, using a different platform to watch a movie or renting it on iTunes, you can launch the application, that's Spectrum Access, find the movie in there and pair it up with that content and have audio description streaming on your phone. So you can just synchronize the two together. If you haven't tried it, download Spectrum Access in your app store. It's absolutely free. There's no credentials, no login information. You don't even have to be a Spectrum customer. And you don't have to deal with any advertisements on the app. Okay? So what I'd love to hear from all of you is your stories about how you're using Spectrum Access. Now, I'm not just soliciting stories because, you know, just for free. I'm going to enter everybody that sends us a story. You're going to be entered in into a sweepstakes to win a brand new Apple TV.
Oh, wow.
So that's a box that you can connect to your TV made by Apple. And you've got all that entire platform available. Your Spectrum Access app can be loaded on there. You can watch Spectrum TV. Your Spectrum TV app can be loaded on there, and you can watch TV right from the Apple TV as well, that's connected to your television. So I know a lot of people are confused. If you've never had an Apple TV, you may not know what that is. So I just want to be clear. It's not an actual screen or a television set. It's kind of like if you're familiar with a Roku box, it's kind of like that. It's that type of design. So you plug it up to your TV, and you can download apps from different content providers on there. So it's a $150 value. I've already got it purchased. It's waiting at the office, waiting to be shipped out to a winner. So to win, email your story about how you're using Spectrum Access to spectrumaccess@charter.com. I'm going to repeat that. It's Spectrum Access, SpectrumAccess, Access, Access, at charter.com. And okay. We're going to collect these stories, and we're going to select the winner in December. So the sweepstakes is open now, and it'll be open all the way through 11:59 p.m. on December 6th. And we'll select the winner that week, and on December 13th on the show, we'll announce the winner, we'll email you, and we'll get that Apple TV out to you.
How cool.
Peter, I want to interrupt you for a minute.
Sure.
Let's go over this thing again. First of all, the people have to know, you don't have to buy nothing. You're not buying nothing. Okay, that's first. Right. You're not buying nothing, right? Peter?
That's right. That's
okay, that's first. Two, it's totally free. It's not costing you nothing. So all he's asking for is about the app. Okay, would you explain this app again so they understand what this app is? And if you're sighted or if you're blind, I assume a sighted person can win too, correct, Peter, or wrong?
Absolutely. So I'm going to go through this. So you can be sighted, and you can download this app. Called Spectrum Access. Just go to the App Store, type that in. It should be the first one that pops up. It's got a little subtitle called Enabling Media. Download that app. It's ready for use. Once you've downloaded, it's ready to go. You don't have to enter any credentials. You don't have to buy anything. You really don't have to do anything from there. Use the app. That means find a movie inside of the app that you want to watch and then find that movie on whatever platform it's available, whether it's iTunes or Netflix or whatever platform it's available on. Find the movie, play the movie on your TV, and then hit sync on your iPhone, and it'll pair the track on your phone that you just downloaded to whatever's playing on your TV, to that movie on the TV, and it will connect the audio description to the point where you are. So it'll synchronize them. Now you've got audio description on your phone. You can be anybody. You can be sighted. You can be blind. We want to hear your stories. So your story might be about how Spectrum Access has allowed you to watch a movie with your spouse that you were not able to watch before without them having to describe things to you. And now you can watch it with an earbud in your ear. Maybe you're a sighted person and you're downloading the app and using it with your child that's blind or visually impaired, and you're able to play a movie for them that you weren't able to before. Or perhaps you're sighted and you want the additional audio description content because you love the artistic skill that goes into those descriptions, and you find that it reinforces visual information for you. Tell us about that. You can tell us in several sentences, or you can tell us in a paragraph or a full page. Whatever you want to submit, just give us your story. In exchange for those stories, we will enter you into a contest to win this brand new Apple TV, and we'll send it out to you if you're the winner, and we'll announce that in December. I'll hop on for a couple minutes maybe every week or so on Sundays, or Lynn or somebody will give you reminders, but we'll definitely let you know on the 6th that it's the last day to submit your stories. Get those into us, spectrumaccess@charter.com. It's free to use. It's free to submit your story. We just want to know, how are you using this beautiful new free app that we've brought to the to really the blind and visually impaired community, but really to everybody, because it's really growing in popularity among sighted people too.
I'm excited to try it out myself, and I promise you, I will be doing it tomorrow. We're going to find a good
movie. Email me that story, Dave. Tell me how you're using it.
I know I'm going to like it. And the other thing I wanted to mention, you know, you're giving away an Apple TV. Well, the nice thing about that product is that it's totally accessible. So it works seamlessly with the with your speaking DVR that
okay, I want to interrupt you both for a second.
Great.
Wait a second, Dave. Wait a second, Peter. I'd like to ask the audience, if someone would call in right now, and I appreciate it, right now, 407-894-1680. I would like someone to call in right now. I mean right now, and I would like to know if you understand what Peter is saying. I would like you to just play it back, because this way we'll know
to paraphrase
what Peter said. This way we'll know if Peter's thoughts getting across to our audience. David, you think you know what he's saying?
I know exactly what he's saying.
Well, do me a favor. Repeat what he said, so this way we know if you got it. So anybody else call in, I would appreciate it. Somebody from the audience besides David, call in and hurry. 407-894-1680. I'd like to know if you people got it, because knowing our audience, I'm trying to find out if you
got
it.
What? You mean about the contest you're saying? I mean,
yes. Yeah, but what Peter's saying. I want to say it back. Paraphrase what he just said.
Or call in and let me know that you didn't get it, so that I can, if I can help you understand right here on the air, that means somebody else out there is going to get that description. So, you know, it's really, we just want stories about how you're using the new Spectrum Access app.
I've only used descriptive video in the last couple years at a movie theater, and I've never really put much energy into using it on the TV, aside from the rare occasion on in a Big Bang Theory or something. So I'm anxious to try it with the movie. So I'm definitely going to do it, and it really does give a chance where, you know, like my wife is great about describing stuff, but there really is an artistic touch to the descriptive deal, and it's kind of neat to see how they approach it. You know, they give you just enough information without disturbing what's going on in the movie.
It's exactly. Yeah, that's what audio description is really all about. Is
this app.
Descriptions right between dialogue where it's not disrupting the flow.
This app does not have to go on a Spectrum product. Is that what you're saying?
No, you can just download it on your phone.
It goes on your phone.
But you have to have an iPhone.
I want to challenge you and Lynn to download this app on your phones if you haven't already. Give it a shot.
I thought we don't have an iPhone.
Yeah, Lynn's got it on her.
My Android phone.
Oh, you can have it on Android?
I have Spectrum Access.
Oh, you have Spectrum Android? Okay.
Yeah, my phone.
So if you've got an Android phone, the app's coming out for Android hopefully by the beginning of the year, the new year.
So you got Spectrum News.
Right. I'm gonna expand this a little bit. So because some of you have Android phones and you're not able to have Spectrum Access yet, maybe you have an iPad. If you do, then download it on that. But if you don't have an iPad and you only have Android, but you want to enter into this sweepstakes, if you've downloaded Spectrum News and you've got a story to tell me about how you're using Spectrum News, give me that story and I'll enter you into the contest as well.
We have two callers right now.
We have two callers on the line who are calling in reference to what this contest is all about. We have Sherry from Orlando, Florida, and we have Karen from Philadelphia, PA. Sherry, you want to go first?
Hey, Sherry.
Sherry.
Hey.
What's cooking there, Dr.
How
Sherry?
Is everyone? How's it going?
Good. How are you, miss?
I'm good. Peter, I do understand. In fact, I am now, as we speak, downloading the biography of Mr. Rogers, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, and I am downloading the Elton John movie Rocket Man, and I'm going to find them, and I'm going to watch them with audio description.
I love it.
But
Mr. Rogers one for sure.
Is it possible?
Do you understand what he's talking about, Sherry?
Yes, absolutely. But I do have a question, a weird question. Is it possible to just listen to the audio track and not download the and not go to the actual movie, like not pull it up online?
I'll tell you why. There's a really important reason for that. If we only made movies available on the app for free, that means movies that you might have to pay for on a certain platform,
would
not be getting the viewership. So in order to honor, those copyright laws and all the other laws and rights of the providers of the content, You have to pull the content from paid or non-paid source or whatever.
It's worth
combine it with that. Then you can walk away. You can go anywhere you want. You don't need to be next to your TV. You'll get the movie and the audio.
Yeah, that's the cool part. Is like I could just go in the other room and listen to the, I don't have to. If I'm by myself, which I probably would be. I'm excited about this, and I'm going to check those two movies out. And I think it's cool.
Are you going to email me your story? That's the most important part, Sherry.
I will. And tell me the email.
Good. Tell me about the Mr. Rogers movie.
Yeah. And tell me the email.
I've watched both of them, and they're great.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry,
for calling. That
Let's
go to
Philadelphia.
Okay, you're welcome.
Karen from Philadelphia. Thank you, Sherry.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Sherry. I'd like to talk to Karen from Philadelphia.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Alexa,
I can't hear you.
I was telling my Alexa to pause. I was listening to you guys on my Alexa. I kind of think I understand it. I've heard about it, and I'm not really good with technology, but let me see. Download the app. Now, do you have to, when I turn on my TV, do I have to know what the movie is, or can I just find a movie and sync it, or do I have to know what the movie
one
is?
One good way to do it is find a movie. If you've got a specific movie you're looking for, find it in the app first. Make sure it's in there, because we're adding content all the time, but it's not guaranteed that it'll be there. So depending on what you're looking for, find it in the app. If it's there, boom, perfect. Now pull it up on your TV, play it, and then you can, sync it. Just hit sync with the movie that's playing. Yeah, just point your microphone on your phone toward the speakers so it can pick up where you are and synchronize it.
And does this movie have to be like on Netflix or something? Because I don't use any of that. I mean, I just have regular cable. not Spectrum, but I have just regular cable in my town. And if
wherever,
I come across
wherever
movie,
you wherever you have the movie, yeah, wherever you have the movie, if you see that it's, you know, coming up on a particular channel, and you're interested in watching it, take a look in the app and see if it's there. It doesn't have to. The one thing I'll tell you though is if you're watching it on a cable where there's commercials, on a channel where there's commercials, after the commercials play, the commercials knock the track out of sync. So once it comes back from commercial, just resync it, and you'll be good.
Oh, okay. So if I hear what the movie is on the cable, I mean, because I go up and down on the channel, and it'll say now playing, you know, whatever, and then find it in the app, and then if it's in there, then resync it. Yes.
Karen, don't forget to write send your short story to spectrumaccess@charter.com. Also, all the information is on our website. Just look for the page that says Spectrum Sweepstakes, and everything's there also.
Okay.
But it's just spectrumaccess@charter.com. Thank you for calling.
All the rules, you know, if you're curious about the rules to the sweepstakes or when it ends, you know, we'll make sure that it's mentioned every show between now and close on the 6th. But go to the Blind and Beyond radio show website and find the Spectrum Sweepstakes document, and all the information's there too. At spectrumaccess@charter.com.
Well, thank you, Karen.
All right.
Thank you, Karen.
We appreciate it. Uh-huh. Good luck. Good
Bye-bye.
Luck.
Take care, Karen.
All righty.
So can we assume that people understand what Peter is trying to say?
I think they do.
If you have any questions that you feel confused about, email spectrumaccess@charter.com, and we'll get those answered for you. I want to remind everyone, if you don't have an iPhone or iPad for the app and you want to enter into the sweepstakes and you're enjoying Spectrum News app or some other Spectrum product and accessibility product that you want to tell us about, give me that story as well. A few sentences, a few paragraphs, spectrumaccess@charter.com, and you'll enter into that sweepstakes as well.
And you can be cited. So if those cited people listen to the show, you can win too.
That's right.
It's true.
That's right.
Thank you, Peter. We want to thank you for calling in tonight. Appreciate it very much and sharing the exciting news.
Thank you. Talk to you, Peter.
Thank you so much, friend. Talk to you soon.
You're doing great stuff out there.
I love it. Thanks, babe.
Have a great week. Thank you.
Thanks
you
for calling in. Thanks.
Good night.
Take care, man.
And folks, if you don't know what Peter said and you don't want to come on the air, then write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Write to me and tell me that you don't understand, so we'll get back to you and address it, because we want you to understand what he's saying.
Yeah, I think most people got it. Definitely.
Well, I, for one thing, I forgot, people like me, I'm not a computer.
Literate.
I'm not, no way, no how, my computer person at all.
That's okay. I'll help you out there.
Thanks for Lynn. Lynn is my person. So the point that I'm saying is, if there's a lot of people in the audience like me, well, then we need more clarification.
Right. Well, the first trick is you have to be able to have the ability to use a smart device. And so if you're not able to use something like an iPhone or an Android, then this would not be the product for you. But there are a lot of people that are able to use it, and those are the people that would be going for this thing.
We're gonna break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.